spring, Leslie family. Welcome back to another video. And in this video, we're gonna be talking about some useful little phrases or connecting words that I know you will use in your longer sentences. So let's get started. The first one is first of all. In Italian, maybe you will say prima di tutto, but this really just means before I make a list of at least two things, I want to start with first of all. The second word is simply next, because I know in Italian a lot of people say poi, which is actually then in English, but if you're going from the first thing and then next, you don't want to say then, you just want to say next. So be careful with that. The third is in addition to. So you could say in addition to that, it's when you're adding another thing. In Italian, maybe you'll say oltre quello, in addition to that. Another more formal way to say this is moreover. So for example, if I'm listing some reasons why I like baseball, I could say I like this, this, and moreover, something, something, something. So you add that other thing with in addition to or moreover. The next phrase is so that. So that in Italian is affinché or così che. So you do something so that you can have this. Sometimes the simplest way to say this is just using the word to. For example, I study German to speak with German people. But another way to say this is I study German so that I can speak with German people. Another super, super useful word is whereas. Whereas means in contrast to or while. So let's make an example. I love meat, whereas my sister, she's a vegetarian. I love meat, whereas my sister is a vegetarian. So on the other hand, or on the contrary, another way to say that is whereas. The next word is however. So if you say something and then you want to say despite that, tuttavia, this, you can use however. It's kind of like an advanced formal version of but. For example, you could say, I really love California. However, I won't go there this year. And the last word is finally. Finally is not really the same as finalmente in Italian. It is also that meaning, like you're waiting for a long time, something happens and you say, finally. But another meaning of finally is if you make a list of something and then the last thing, you could say like, first I played soccer, then I played golf, and finally I played basketball. So you can also use finally in that sense. I know in Italian you don't use it like that, but for the last thing in an order, you can use finally. Okay guys, let's stop right there. I wanted to remind you guys to check out the Bringlese English class. It's 6 English lessons a month for only 10 US dollars, about 8 euros. That class is getting super popular, so be sure to check it out at this link. And I will stop right there. It was a pleasure as always. And guys, I'll catch you next time, okay? Peace.